WKJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, high school volleyball play tonight, Class 3A regional volleyball tournaments get underway. In quarterfinal action this evening in Region 2, Atlantic will be at home. They'll be hosting Glenwood tonight. Also, Denison is at Harlan. Winterset plays at ADM, and Creston is at Red Oak tonight. Those matches all getting underway at 7 o'clock, with the winners all moving on into the regional tournaments. In case you missed it, Friday night, a lot of dramatic finishes Friday night, leading to some playoff berths in high school football. The final week of the regular season on Friday night coming to a dramatic close in some instances. Well, setting up Wednesday night's first round of the high school football playoffs. Here on KJAN Wednesday night, our broadcast game will come to you from Canada. Okay, just Hall this time around. We're going to Boyden Hall, Rock Valley. Actually, it's in Hall is where the where we're going to be headed on Wednesday night, as Atlantic will travel to face off against Boyden Hall, Rock Valley on Wednesday. The Boyden Hall, Rock Valley squad 9-0, Atlantic 4-5 on the season, will play in a first-round matchup. Atlantic, a number 4 seed, they got in after their win over Red Oak, coupled with the loss by Lewis Central to Winterset on Friday night, as Atlantic qualifies for the playoffs coming up on Wednesday. And we'll have that game for you live, the live play-by-play coverage of that contest Wednesday night, as we will be there to get started at 6:30 with the pregame. 7 o'clock is kickoff. Also in 3A, Spencer is at Creston. Harlan travels up to Sioux City to play Bishop Heelan Catholic, while Carroll will host MOC Floyd Valley. In 2A, first-round action on Wednesday night at Denison, Kemper Catholic will play Sheldon. Also in Class 1A, first-round playoff action Wednesday night, IKM Manning travels to West Lyon. Panorama will host Tri-Center. Logan Magnolia is home to Central Decatur. St. Albert will host Mount Air. And Trainer will go to Johnston to face off against Des Moines Christian. In Class A play on Wednesday night, it'll be Exira EHK hosting Martinsdale St. Mary's. Earlham will be at AHST. Madrid hosting Corning, and Van Meter will play at home against Bedford. Also an eight-man football Wednesday night in first-round playoff action, Cam on the road at Moravia. Adair Casey will host Tri-County. Lennox is at Melcher Dallas. Twin Cedars at Murray. Stanton will be at Arweva. Woodbine at Fremont Mills. Boyer Valley is at East Mills, and Sydney will play at Glidden-Ralston. All those games kicking off at 7 o'clock Wednesday night, with the winners moving on in tournament play. LSU and Alabama remain 1-2 in the newest BCS standings, with Oklahoma State moving up to third following Saturday's losses by Oklahoma and Wisconsin. Boise State moved up a notch to fourth, followed by Clemson and Stanford. Oklahoma dropped to ninth. Wisconsin is 15th. It's all but assured that we'll have a 1-versus-2 college football matchup on November 5th in Oskaloosa. After protecting unbeaten records with wins on Saturday, LSU remains number one in the weekly Associated Press poll, and Alabama still sits second. Both the Tigers and the Crimson Tide have a bye week this week to prepare for their showdown. Oklahoma has tumbled from 3rd to 11th in the AP poll after its first loss, replaced by Oklahoma State, which moves up 3 spots. Wisconsin plunged from 4th to 12th after its first loss of the season. Stanford jumps 3 spots to number 4, and Boise State remains entrenched at number 5. In the NFL yesterday, the Indianapolis Colts demonstrated Sunday night just how pitiful they've become. The Colts set a long-standing team record for most points ahead, and fell to 0-7. That should be most points allowed, with a 62-7 loss to the Saints at New Orleans. Drew Brees threw for 3 touchdowns in the first quarter alone and finished 31 of 35 for 325 yards and 5 touchdowns. Marcus Colston and Jimmy Graham each scored 2 TDs for the Saints, who set a team record for points scored while limiting the Colts to just 252 total yards and 11 first downs. It was quite a coming-out party for Dallas Cowboys running back DeMarco Murray. The rookie from Oklahoma ran for 253 yards and a touchdown as the Cowboys ripped the winless St. Louis Rams 34-7. Carson Palmer's Oakland Raiders debut was less than spectacular, as he generated little offense in a 28-0 loss to Kansas City. Palmer was 8 of 21 for 116 yards and three interceptions after replacing an ineffective Kyle Bowler in the third quarter. The Raiders played the second half without running back Darren McFadden, who suffered a right foot injury. The Chiefs intercepted six passes, with Kendrick Lewis and Brandon Flowers each scoring on long pickoff returns. Javier Arenas and LaRon McClain provided rushing touchdowns as the Chiefs improved to 3-3, dropping the Raiders to 4-3. Green Bay remains the NFL's lone unbeaten team after turning a 17-13 halftime deficit into a 33-27 win at Minnesota. The Packers went ahead to stay on Aaron Rodgers' 79-yard TD toss to Greg Jennings early in the third quarter. John Kuhn and Jermichael Finley each grabbed 2 yard scoring passes from Rodgers, who completed his first 13 attempts and finished 24 of 30 for 335 yards and no interceptions for the 7-0 Packers. The Vikings dropped to 1-6 despite Adrian Peterson's 175 yards worth of rushing and a touchdown. Ben Roethlisberger had a big game in Pittsburgh's 32-20 win at Arizona, completing 25 of his 38 passes for 340 yards and 3 touchdowns. Also is Plexico Burress with the big breakout game the New York Jets have been waiting for. The big wide receiver caught 3 TD passes for the Jets as they stormed back in the second half to beat San Diego 27-21. Arian Foster piled up 234 yards and scored 3 touchdowns, and leading Houston to a 41-7 thrashing of Tennessee. Tim Tebow's first NFL start started slowly but ended successfully. The Heisman Trophy winner out of Florida led Denver on a pair of TD drives late in the fourth quarter, capping the outburst with a successful 2-point conversion run, and the Broncos went on to beat the Dolphins 18-15 in overtime. The Falcons won consecutive games for the first time this season as they handed the Lions their second straight loss after a 5-0 start, as Matt Ryan threw and ran for touchdowns in Atlanta's 23-16 win at Detroit. Matt Forte ran for 145 yards and a touchdown, and the Bears held on to beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 24-18 in the fifth annual NFL regular season game at London's Wembley Stadium. You had to be a real football fan to sit through the game in Cleveland, where neither team reached the end zone. Phil Dawson missed 2 field goal attempts, but made good on kicks from 52 and 53 yards to give the Browns a 6-3 win over Seattle. And for the first time this season, Carolina found itself playing with a lead almost the entire way, as the Panthers capitalized on their good fortune with a 30-20 win over Washington. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, Derek Holland gave the Texas bullpen a much-needed break Sunday night while helping the Rangers even the World Series at 2 games apiece. Holland came within 2 outs of a 2-hit shutout while striking out 7 as the Rangers bounced back from Saturday's 16-7 loss to beat the St. Louis Cardinals 4-0. He faced just 2 batters over the minimum and didn't allow a hit after Lance Berkman's leadoff single in the 5th inning. Holland struck out 7, walked 2, and was aided by a pair of double play grounders. It was a 1-0 game in the bottom of the 6th until Cardinals manager Tony La Russa replaced starting pitcher Edwin Jackson with Mitchell Boggs, who surrendered a 3-run homer to Mike Napoli on the first pitch that he threw. Jackson issued 7 walks, but just 3 hits over 5 1/3 innings. He was lifted after giving up consecutive 1-out walks, although he had pitched shutout ball since Josh Hamilton's RBI double in the bottom of the 1st inning. Hamilton was just 1-for-12 in the series before his run-scoring hit. Redbirds first baseman Albert Pujols went 0-for-4 one night after his 5-hit, 3-homer, 6-RBI performance. Berkman had both hits for the Cardinals last night, who remain in the Lone Star State for Game 5 tonight, as the Rangers and the Cardinals battle again in the pivotal Game 5 here in the series. We'll have it for you live this evening, starting at 6 o'clock rather, with the ESPN Radio pregame show. A departing Red Sox general manager, Theo Epstein, has taken out a full-page ad in his hometown newspaper to thank Boston fans, the team's owners, players, and others. Epstein's ad in Sunday's Boston Globe appears as a letter titled, 10 Years, 2 Championships, Countless Memories, Infinite Thanks. The 37-year-old Epstein became president of baseball operations for the Chicago Cubs Friday night after spending 9 years as the Boston GM. In racing, Clint Bowyer picked up a victory at Talladega Sunday afternoon while Carl Edwards added a few points to his Sprint Cup lead. Bowyer zipped past teammate Jeff Burton in the final stretch to take the Goody Sam Club 500. Bowyer ended a 34-race losing streak and gave Richard Childress Racing its 100th Sprint Cup victory. Burton held on for second. It was followed by Dave Blaney, Brad Keselowski, and Casey Kane. Edwards finished 11th and now leads the chase by 14 points over Matt Kenseth. Keselowski is 18 points behind Edwards, who began the race with a 5-point lead over Kevin Harvick. A 32nd place finish, though, leaves Harvick 5th in the points race, but he's just 26 points behind. In the National Hockey League yesterday, just one game, it was Phoenix outscoring Anaheim by a final of 5-4. In golf, top-ranked Luke Donald ran off 6 straight birdies on the back nine on his way to an 8-under par 64 that propelled him to a 2-stroke win over Justin Leonard at the season-ending tournament at Disney World Resort. The win also gives Donald the PGA Tour money title, keeping alive his bid to become the first player to lead the money list on the PGA and European tours in the same year. He also won the Vardon Trophy for the lowest scoring average, and with his second win of the year, becomes a big favorite as PGA Tour Player of the Year. Donald is the first player since 1996 to win the money title on the final day. And golfers will no longer be penalized if their ball moves after it's been addressed in one of a number of rule changes announced by the sport's governing body. Players can now smooth sand or soil before playing from a hazard. In addition, they'll no longer be automatically disqualified from a tournament if they start late, but within 5 minutes of their tee time. The Royal and Ancient Golf Club is responsible for administering the sport's rules. Those changes announced today take effect on January 1st. Three-time major winner Padraig Harrington says the changes give players a little bit of a break. Until now, golfers were punished if wind moved the ball after they made their address, and that was seen as one of the harshest penalties in golf. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.